You are listening to 91.5 FM. WMIE.
We want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
And it is Friday, and we want to welcome you to the the Refresh Radio program right here in Brevard County, Florida. We hope you are having a good day. And praise the Lord. This is Memorial Day weekend, so I do pray that as y'all are out and, enjoying the holiday this weekend, that you will stay safe. And I pray that you'll make God a priority in your life. Want to invite you out to our services. We will be holding church on Sunday morning. We have Sunday school at 9:30. We are going through the book of Acts on Sunday morning. One chapter at a week is what our goal is. Sometimes they're a little longer, and we might not be able to get through the entire chapter in a week, and but that's what we do Sunday morning at 9:30, preaching on Sunday morning 10:30 with worship, and we would love to have you come and join us. 165 North Grove Street, Merritt Island, Florida 32953, as we worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. So our church is it's a church that's been there since 1952. The current building, there was a dance hall there when the church was originally founded. It converted from a dance hall to a church, and then they built a new sanctuary somewhere around 1957, 58, 59, someplace in there. And then we have a office building with our children's church and things like that as well. We preach the word. We preach the word, we worship the King, we have fellowship with one another, and we would love to have you come and join us. Our mission statement is to be a blessing, to be a blessing to God, to be a blessing to our family, to be a blessing to the church, and to be a blessing to the community. That's the order in which we operate. We don't just want to be a blessing spiritually, we want to be a blessing relationally and substantially, however we can be a blessing. And that mission of being a blessing is what brings the Refresh Radio program to you Monday through Friday, 8:30 of a morning, 5 o'clock of an evening, and 10:30 of a morning over on WWBC 1510 AM. So if you do choose to come and worship, maybe you're new to the area and haven't found a church home, we are not a large church. We are a smaller church. We're a smaller church with a big heart, and we're not looking to stay small. We just continue to love people and make disciples, and that's what we do. So if that sounds like something that you would like to be a part of, we would welcome you, and I would be thrilled to have the opportunity to get to meet you. So make sure you introduce yourself if you do come to Merritt Assembly of God. Today we're going back to Ephesians chapter 1, and I'll begin reading in verse 15. I'll go on down to verse number 21, and we'll focus on primarily verse number 19 again today. Therefore, I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus and your love for all the saints, do not cease to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers, that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give to you, you might want to just say, may give to me, the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. So the more that we know him, the more we are going to be able to receive wisdom and knowledge from God. Verse number 18, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, according to the working of his mighty power, which he worked in Christ when he raised him from the dead and seated him at his right hand in the heavenly places, far above all principality and power and might and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this age, but also in that which is to come. And so we've talked about that God wants us to know what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us. But there's this qualifying word there. And I didn't really touch on it too much on yesterday's program. So I want to make sure that I give due attention to the passage here. And so it says this: what is the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe? That word believe doesn't just mean that you said a prayer. That word believe does not mean that it is just a mental acknowledgement of something as fact. That's not what it means. To believe, to be a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ, means that we believe and we trust, and we entrust our very lives, our actions, to him. And so on our currency, it says, in God we trust. Many people live as if that statement is, in gold we trust. But actually, the only source of reliability in which we can act in faith in a hostile environment, an environment that's hostile to faith, is if our belief and our trust is in God. So several weeks ago, I preached a message on Ebenezer, or Ebenhazer is a better pronunciation of it. And it was a altar that Samuel had set up, and it said, thus far the Lord has helped us. And as I ministered to that group of my peers that day, they were a bunch of pastors and church leaders and things like that, I said that it's not just when we begin our journey of faith that we need to say, thus far the Lord has helped us, but it means that whatever stage we are in, we need to be able to say, thus far the Lord has helped us. And so when I was in the pit, the Lord helped me. He delivered me, and he established a place, and he said, I have helped you thus far. So he helped me when I was in school. He helped me when I was in college. He has helped me financially. When I was stepping out in faith to answer the call, and the source of income was inadequate to meet the source of my bills, he helped me. When I did have a job and we were newly married, and God opened a door of ministry, but that answering that door of ministry meant that I was going to be bivocational, and I was going to have to take a pay cut in order to answer the call. I answered the call, and I could say, thus far the Lord has helped me. When I've been sick. And the Lord healed me. I could say thus far, the Lord has helped me. Some of those healings have been through doctors and surgeons. Some of those healings have been through the natural recovery processes of the body. Some of them had just been supernatural touches of God, where a person of God got a word of wisdom and a word of knowledge that the doctors didn't have, and God touched my body in those circumstances and those situations. You need to be able to have milestones in your life that are continually progressing forward, that you're constantly, like, instead of leaving a breadcrumb so that you know how to get back, that instead you are leaving a milestone of faith that says, God helped me to this point here. And if God has brought you to that place, it is God who will be able to sustain you. He not only saves us, he sustains us. And so the reason that I believe that that is so important is because we do live in a hostile environment. We do face an enemy who fires very real fiery darts. We have an enemy that would love nothing more than to destroy us, to hinder our growth, and yet, in spite of the weapons that are formed against us, Ephesians chapter 1 says that for those who have entrusted their sin, those who have entrusted their past, those who have entrusted their future and are entrusting their here and now, not just their spiritual life, but their family, their physical strength, their well-being in every arena of life, those who trust God in those places, that the greatness, the exceeding greatness of God is, or the exceeding greatness of his power are working in us, and we are not only trusting him, but he is trustworthy. He can be trusted. So, this particular word, those of us who believe, that's a noun. It means that we have a correct perception. Actually, that's not a noun. Exceeding that is a correct perception of the identity of Christ. A correct perception of the identity of Christ. We know who he is. The New Testament says, I know whom I have believed in and am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I've committed unto him against that day. I don't know if you've ever been around an untrustworthy person. If you've been around an untrustworthy person, if you're not careful, it can cause you to distrust people who you should trust. As Christians, we also have to walk in wisdom, because there are some people who are untrustworthy, but yet because we are trustworthy, we assume that everybody else is going to operate by that same paradigm, that we can trust them. And some people you can't trust. But God is a person that we can trust. He is who he says he is. He does the things that he says he will do. And so a believer is one who not only has the correct perception of the identity of Jesus Christ, But we are people who trust in God's ability. So, his exceeding greatness, the exceeding greatness of his power working in us or working toward us who believe, means that we can trust that the exceeding greatness of his power is going to manifest that he is able to save. I'm going to start off with a positive, okay? But one of the things I say is you have to understand that all the promises of God are promises that have the, you know, their promises are conditional. If you don't meet the conditions for the benefits, you can rest assured that the consequences of the promise are also there. And so God has the ability to save. There's only one name. Trust the word of God. Do not trust celebrities. Do not trust other philosophies. Do not trust just a word that comes from a pastor. You trust the word of God that there is no other name whereby we must be saved but by the name of Jesus. That Jesus said he is the way, the truth, the life. No one comes to the Father but by him. So I trust him to be able to get me from where I was to where he wants me to be. And that involves saving me, delivering me. That involves everything. God's ability to save is exceedingly great. He has the power to save. He also has the power, the exceeding greatness of his power, to heal our bodies. The word of God is filled with encounters that people in hopeless physical situations, sometimes chronic situations that had developed over the course of their life, sometimes situations that their bodies had never been able to function at all, and Jesus comes along and demonstrates that he has the ability to heal an infirmed, afflicted, diseased body and make it whole and sound and functioning. So I believe in his ability to heal. Now, sometimes that healing is going to manifest in eternity. So I have some physical blemishes. I've been bit through the lip by a neighbor's dog. I carry that scar. I am missing a couple of segments of my finger due to an unfortunate encounter between a ring that I was wearing and a nail on the top of a fence that I was climbing. I have some evidence of medical intervention through surgeons, and some of those surgeons, one of the surgeons that I've had, did a great job. He was a listener to the Refresh Radio program. My wife knew that I was going to need surgery, and began to ask around, and was told, hey, if your husband ever wants to play golf again, this is the guy that needs to do his shoulder surgery. Turns out he was a listener to the Refresh Radio program. He did a great job, fantastic job, And I was just blessed to be able to meet him, and he's been his work on my body, on my shoulder, has been absolutely phenomenal. God has the ability to heal, and I just want God to get all the glory. But one day, all of these blemishes that I have on my body, those are going to all give way to a body that will no longer be mortal. It will be immortal. It will no longer be corruptible. It will be incorruptible, because God has the ability to make that happen. He has the ability to give. He has the ability to give counsel. So he is Jehovah Jireh. He is the God who provides himself as a sacrifice. Everything in my life that is a blessing, I can believe that God is able, by the exceeding greatness of his power toward us who believe, he can make that happen. So I can receive divine insight. I can acknowledge that his sacrifice was sufficient for me. I can look at God's ability and see that he is the one who is, he has the exceeding greatness of his power to keep covenant. So there is never a time that I consider as a possibility the fact that God will break covenant. In fact, God spoke in the Old Testament and he said, if you think I could break my covenant with you, look at my covenant with the sun and the stars, and if you see me break my covenant with them, then you can entertain the possibility that I would break my covenant with you. The great news is that in the new covenant, which was available to us through Jesus Christ, Jesus makes covenant available to us, and he says, I've done all of the hard work. He enables us to, the new covenant is not a lowering of the standards, it's a raising of the capabilities of believers who God, through the exceeding greatness of his power, can make it possible for us, strengthen us, sustain us, so that we will live in covenant with him. Not only is he able to keep covenant, but he can provide wisdom for us. And I'm so thankful for that. You are never going to find yourself in a predicament that God will be sitting there wringing his hands, trying to figure out a way to resolve your situation. So those are fine. Those are fantastic. Those are things that you and I can trust about the nature of Jesus. I will also tell you this, that he can also be trusted by the exceeding greatness of his power to work towards us who believe in the area of judgment and reward. When God says to you, you are my child, and when he says, well done, he's not just patting you on the head. He is not giving you a patronizing word. He is telling you like it is. And so believers will one day stand before the Bema seat, the judgment seat of Christ, where we will be rewarded for the things that we have done because of the exceeding greatness of God's power working in us who believe to do things that we could have never done before. But the exceeding greatness of his power will also be demonstrated because he is the judge of the living and the dead. He is the one who knows the thoughts that we think. The exceeding greatness of his power gives him the ability to know the things that are going on inside of us. I say this, God knows me better than I know me. When God puts his finger on something, he's not speculating that there's something that's wrong. He's not practicing to be God. He is God. And he is a holy, righteous, flawless judge. And so I trust him not only for all of the benefits that I've mentioned, but I can trust him to protect me, to be the keeper of my heart, to be the one who guards my heart and guards my mind, and I am cooperating with him in that process. I can trust him to work by the exceeding greatness of his power to vindicate me. I can trust in the working of his great power to disarm enemies, that even if I am outnumbered physically, I will never be outnumbered spiritually, that God can turn overwhelming odds of opposition into one of the greatest testimonies that I've ever had. You and I do not have to go around living under the burden of carrying grievance or unforgiveness or anything like that. Instead, we can trust God that he said, "Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, I will repay." I can also tell you that he can be trusted to reward. And when I say that, please understand that the primary reward of believers is to hear this: "I am your exceeding great reward." I'm so thankful for health. I'm thankful for soundness of mind. I'm thankful for my family. I'm thankful for good health. I'm thankful for, that I can pay my bills. I'm thankful for all of that. But the greatest thing that I am thankful for is that I have a relationship with the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. It's a relationship the enemy did not want me to think was possible. It's a relationship that he works tirelessly to try and prevent from me enjoying. But the truth of the matter is, the devil's not the one who was willing to do anything for my benefit. I serve a risen Savior who came and lived a sinless life and went to a cross and died for my sin and your sin, rose from the grave, has ascended to the right hand of the Father, is interceding at the right hand of the Father, has sent the Holy Spirit to be with me. Listen, I trust my Savior. And because of that, if you are a believer who says, "God, I trust you implicitly, even when I don't understand, I trust you," you can rest assured of this. You can know this for a fact. God is working powerfully and dynamically on your behalf to make the reasons he created you from before the foundations of the world to become a testimony to his grace. See you next time here on Fresh.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, "He who refreshes others will himself be refreshed."
Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is a friendly, knowledgeable, active, and accessible real estate agent here in Brevard County. Keller Williams is known for real estate services all across the world, and Whalen specializes in helping buyers purchase the right place to call home, as well as helping sellers market and negotiate the sale of their single-family home, condo, vacant land, or business. Whalen Duff can be reached at 321-536-5973 or visit whalenduff.kw. Whalen Duff with Keller Williams Space Coast Realty is your local realtor who provides all you need and the time you deserve to get your real estate purchased or sold.